It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Jonathan Charles.
Top 20.
And welcome to a special summer vinyl countdown. We're counting down the top 20 hits you'd have listened to on holiday during this week in August 1970 and 1980, all played from the original vinyl records. So let's get going with our double chart rundown. And at
number 20,
what's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
First record we played on the very first vinyl countdown at number 20 this week in 1980. On its way up the charts, Billy Joel, It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, a song criticizing the music industry. While in the same spot 10 years earlier in 1970, Cat Stevens and Lady Dubanville. And at
number 19,
young and impatient we may be. There's no need
debut single for Chairman of the Board was climbing up the charts to 19 in this August week in 1970. Give Me Just a Little More Time was written by the talented team of Holland Dozier Holland. And in 1980, Bad Manners were there with Lip Up Fatty. Yes, that is Bad Manners.
Number 18.
First song that Stevie Wonder produced by himself, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, would earn him his sixth Grammy nomination in 1970, and at 17, Hot Chocolate and Love Is Life. In 1980, at 18, we had Odyssey with Use It Up and Wear It Out. At 17, Grace Jones and Private Life.
Number 16. Don't hit me in my, oh, you better turn up the night.
Such an amazing sound. Jazz trumpeter Tom Brown was shooting up the 20 in 1980 with Funking for Jamaica. He explains the song isn't about the island of Jamaica, but the musical energy of a part of New York called Jamaica.
Jamaica had its own unique style, its own unique flavor and chemistry. Just the spark that was here and that intermingling between the, you know, the older and the younger musicians here was unique for this town.
One place higher than that in 1980 were the ELO with All Over the World, and in 1970 at number 16, Mungo Jerry with In the Summertime, while at 15, Free were All Right Now.
Number 14.
Hey, have you ever tried to keep? And if you're wondering what this song is leading to, I want to make it with you. I really think that we could make it, girl. No, you don't know me. Every little thing, only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. I really think that we could make it,
to beat the beauty of that song, and that's what record buyers thought in August 1970. David Gates and Bread, Make It With You, while in 1980, Cliff Richard was at 14 with Dreaming.
Number 13.
Yeah.
From a big 1980 movie, Breaking Glass, Hazel O'Connor was enjoying her very first chart success with Eighth Day. She wrote that just the day before it was recorded. One place higher at 12 was George Benson, Give Me the Night. A decade previously at 13, Jimmy Ruffin, I'll Say Forever My Love. While at 12, Love Like a Man, 10 years after.
Number 11.
With a rhythm of rhyming guitar.
about as smooth as it gets. Roxy Music heading up the charts in August 1980 with Oh Yeah, There's a Song on My Radio. At 10, Mike Berry with The Sunshine of Your Smile. And in 1970, it was Johnny Johnson and the Bandwagon at 11 with Sweet Inspiration. And the Jackson 5 were at 10 with The Love You Save. So which songs were even higher up the charts in August of our two featured years? The double top 20 countdown continues, all on vinyl.
The best sound around.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
With music just for you, Jonathan Charles.
Top 20.
Number 9.
Say oops upside your head. 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 Say oops upside your head.
Back at you again.
Upside your head.
Radio station
WGAP. Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Now on all you gappers and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love lappers, I want y'all to say this with me.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Say it loud.
Say
bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, the bigger the doctor, the bigger the bill.
Say
it loud.
Hit when it was released in 1980 and now a disco classic. It even had its own dance. Do you remember sitting on the floor rowing? Oops Upside Your Head from the Gap Band. And at 8, I Die, You Die, Gary Numan. While in 1970, at 9, Three Dog Night with Mama Told Me Not to Come. And at 8, Shirley Bassey, Something.
Number 7.
Waiting for the break of day.
A song about trying to write a song in the middle of the night, 25 or 6 to 4 from Chicago, climbing the charts in 1970. At the time, Peter Cetera of Chicago talked about his approach to music.
I think I just make music that I like, you know, if it's experiment or whatever, you know, I have to like it. Chicago is in the fall, probably in the future, and wherever it takes us, it'll be good.
While at 7 in 1980, Diana Ross with Upside Down, we are counting down our double top 20, all on the original vinyl, and at
number 6.
Summer feel-good cover of Tom Hark in 1980, the Piranhas were a ska-influenced punk band from Brighton in the same spot 10 years before, Fairweather with Natural Sinner.
Number 5!
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, la 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 Lola. Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when she squeezed me tight she made
girls and boys feel with the girls. It's a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world. It's up and roll. La 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 la.
L-O-L-A Lola from the Kinks, released in June 1970, a very unusual story, and at 5 in 1980, Kelly Marie, Feels Like I'm in Love, while at
number 4.
I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory.
Thank you.
it had been number one, and this week in 1980 was at number four, ABBA, Winner Takes It All, and at three, Sheena Easton, 9 to 5. In 1970, Marmalade were at four with Rainbow, and Neanderthal Man from Hot Legs at three.
Number two.
Number one, but this week at two in 1980 for The Jam and Start, their 11th single, and in 1970 it was also a record destined to get to number one, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with Tears of a Clown. But what was at the very top this August week in our two featured years on the Double Top 20?
Britain's number one.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation, you give me strength to carry on, and you're always there. When you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never.
Thank you.
was his sixth biggest selling single in the UK, number one this week in August 1970 for Elvis Presley, The Wonder of You. And in 1980, the crown belonged to another music icon. David Bowie's second UK number one single, an eye-catching video too, if you remember that. It would spend a fortnight at the top in August 1980. And that is just about it from me. See you next time with another box full of great vibes.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.